You're listening to DG Talks, a podcast brought to you by Delta Gamma. Each month, a Delta Gamma host will speak on a different topic, covering a wide range of interests for our sisters. We look forward to engaging with you on social media about other topics you would like to hear, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, Delta Gammas. I'm taping this podcast the last week of April 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. I, like many of you, have been working remote through work and state stay-at-home orders for about 6 weeks. And I've got another week of April to go and the whole month of May. I've gone from being very productive and organized to very lazy and tired. And I think I'm embarking on productive and energized again. And with you sisters, I know I can do it. I'm Mary Catherine Krause, and I initiated Delta Gamma at Northern Illinois University, Delta Nu Chapter, in 1987. I initially was going to talk to you about general presentation skills, things like knowing your opening cold, planning for transitions during the body of your presentation, dealing with difficult questions, and how to bring it back to you at the end in your close for ultimate control of your audience. Instead, because many of us, if we are working or even socializing, are doing it via video, Zoom or Skype or some other type of platform. In fact, we're doing it so much that a new condition that's been described is called Zoom fatigue, where we get tired after all day, 8 hours or more, looking at faces on a screen and having to concentrate so hard on just a face and no other visual cues or body language. When in fact, if we were with them or a group in person, we could sort of stare at a few faces at a time, or the person speaking instead of yourself on the screen to see what you look like, or multiple faces, or even to look out the window. I know in one of the major conference rooms at my office that a lot of my meetings are in, I always pick the same spot. And it's mainly because it's on the corner of the meeting table and I can see and look outside. I can glance at the person that's talking, but then in general, I'm looking outside at pretty trees and the American flag. You've seen practically everybody adapt to this. Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, with his wife being the camera person and his kids helping with the show, pushing buttons, or just playing and pulling on him. In my own organization, we've conducted media interviews via video. In my own organization, we've conducted media pitches via Zoom with our president, president-elect, and treasurer, and have coached them using some of the tips I'm going to share with you. Here are your 10 tips for tabletop presentations, video-based conference calls, and media interviews. Tip number one, what video-enabled device are you going to use? Is it your smartphone, a tablet, a laptop, or a desktop? All will need to have a camera. The second item to check off your list is your internet connection. How are you going to connect to the internet for the video-based conference call or media interview? What's going to work best in your home or remote location? If you're going to be doing this a lot, and this is a really important presentation or interview, you might need to purchase a new router. That's what happened at our house when we had 4 people actively drawing on the internet. The third activity in your checklist is to make sure that your battery is charged. You wouldn't want your phone or computer or tablet to die in the middle of an important discussion or interview. I've seen this happen where someone drops off the call and you wonder, well, they gave no notice that they needed to get to another meeting. What happened? And they don't get back on right away. And it was because their phone died and then they needed to go find the charger. The next is to consider what platform is going to be used. Will it be Skype for Business, Skype, Zoom, or some other webinar broadcast platform like Facebook Live? Will the video be specifically utilized for mobile-friendly social media platforms, also like Instagram or Periscope? For instance, will the video be shown in portrait or landscape? That will help determine how you tape it. The fifth tip is staging your background. Your background should support and complement you. It should not become the focal point or create a distraction. For instance, avoid sitting in front of a window so that you're backlit. You could have light or a window in front of you, but not behind you. Or sitting in a chair with a tall back, because you could look bodiless. Also, it's really better to have a real background behind you, such as a bookshelf or an entirely blank wall, as opposed to one of the virtual backgrounds. Why? Because the virtual background, sometimes if you need to gesture and use your hands, which makes you more animated and is a better and more interesting presentation, your hands get lost in the virtual background. And sometimes can't even be seen, or they come in and out of the picture, sort of like you're the invisible person. If this is just a general everyday meeting, you could insert a virtual background that's professional. I've gone to the website Unsplash. It's sort of a crowdsourcing site that people upload photos and others can use with attribution. And yes, for my social video calls, I've had fun with the backdrop as my Malibu beach house and happy hour. You could also purchase a green screen virtual backdrop, and those are available on Amazon and other sites. The beauty in that is that if you are doing a little bit more of a professional video, for instance, if this podcast was instead a webcast that I was doing, maybe I would purchase a green screen, and then Delta Gamma could insert a photo of the inside of the corporate Delta Gamma house as though I was speaking to you from inside the living room. My sixth tip is to think about camera placement. Consider placement to optimize the frame of the shot. And especially don't try to hold the device, like your cell phone, for the duration of the interview, no matter how long or short you think the interview recording time will take. And even if you're really, really strong, your arms will get tired and will begin to shake. And you want to make sure that your full face can be seen through the camera, not the top of your face, not the bottom of your face. And you especially don't want to be looking down. There's a term called bats in the bat cave, and you really don't want people to have to be looking up your nose. If you need to, raise the table, put books or boxes underneath your laptop if you're using a laptop or tablet. I know when I'm conducting video-based meetings with my laptop, which is what I have at home instead of my typical computer at work, it would be too hard to type on my computer and have the camera angle as high as I would want it to be. But this is a meeting and it's not a presentation. I do have a virtual board meeting coming up, and that's where I will be presenting. And so in this case, when I take notes, I'm not going to be typing and doing it electronically. I'll have some paper over to the side and be jotting a few notes as I go along in my presentation and questions are asked or key points are made by the audience. Okay, let's talk hair and makeup. Always fun. I know that since only the top half of your body can be seen, and it doesn't matter what you're wearing on the bottom half, do wear something on the bottom half. Yes, it could be something comfortable, but if this is a formal presentation, for instance, like I said, I have this board presentation coming up, I might just wear the full suit so I'm really feel like the serious person I need to be. Otherwise, just make sure that the top, you have a nice blouse on, something appealing without too much pattern, because that can sometimes get distorted. This is the time to use some color. And in the past, where you might not have been a scarf person, or it might have just felt like too confining, this is the perfect time to wear a really plain shirt with a bright scarf. You want to wear eyeliner and mascara so you look awake, and definitely lipstick, possibly even a little bit brighter or darker than you normally would wear. And one thing you could do is put on lip liner, outline your lips, color it all in, and then put a little gloss on top. You'll want to launch the camera ahead of time to make sure that your hair and makeup and face and the camera placement and your background all look good and are what you intended them to look like. It's possible that something that you didn't think was going to be in the background is in the background from where you're sitting. We talked a little bit about lighting and windows and backlighting, but this is especially why you want to launch the video and camera ahead of time to really see how much light you need in the room so that's just the right amount, not too little, casting weird shadows, and not too much washing you out. My 10th tip has to do with tabletop or podium top presentation skills. Your posture matters. While you should be front and center, don't hunch into the camera. Typically, you want to be about 1.5 to 2 feet away from the camera. You want to face your camera head on, and you want to be looking at your camera, not at other people or yourself, maybe displayed at the bottom of your device. Sit straight and make sure you're not shifting your weight from side to side. And if you have a swivel chair, really make sure you're not swiveling. There are times when you think you're not, and then you watch yourself later and you are. And during this pandemic, I've seen plenty of people, even newscasters, doing this from home. Maintain good eye contact, especially during the opening and closing of your video-based call. Your opening is so important, and make sure that you know it cold. Make sure that you're looking straight at the camera, you're not looking at any notes. And I can't tell you the number of times that I've seen presenters begin and they're looking down at what they're going to say next, and they're looking down while they're saying their own name. Don't do that. You know your name. Open with a big smile, maybe a quick story, maybe some shocking facts, a poll of your audience. How many of you have experienced this or come from this or come from that? And then introduce yourself. You engender the trust of your audience and you start with confidence. When making important points, use above the table hand gestures to emphasize those points. You might need to adjust your camera accordingly. Don't sit with your hands folded or cross your arms, which will look defensive. You'll want to practice vocal variety so you're not sounding monotone and create emphasis on specific actionable words. And remember to pause. And that's a pause without a filler word like or so, which I know are very hard not to do, and we all have them, have our favorites. But that pause gives you gravitas. What it also does, especially on video, is give your listeners the opportunity to think about what you said, to interpret it, and to possibly unmute themselves so they can ask a question. You may have also said something funny or shocking, And you need to give people, even more so on a video call, time to absorb it. Your facial gestures may need to be even a little more animated. When on a screen, one's face can look a little wooden or plastic, so you want to smile and show even more emotion through your face and your gestures so your audience can feel it through the screen. If you're going to need notes or a cheat sheet or talking points for your presentation, it's best to use small post-it notes and place them near the camera without obstructing it. If you're really going to need more detailed information in front of you, for instance, detailed stats, you're going to need to have those up near a stand by the camera. What you want to diminish is any eye darting. Well, ladies, this concludes my top 10 tips for video-based online presentations. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions related to presentations or other communication skills. Happy to help. My email address is my full name at gmail.com, Mary Catherine Krause, MaryKatherineKrause, MaryKatherineKrause@gmail.com. Stay safe and healthy, and we will get through this together in the bonds. Mary Catherine.
Thank you for listening to this episode of DG Talks. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook at Delta Gamma.